always hurt the one you love.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
You always take the sweetest rose.
Who's next? Sid in Alaska. Ah, hello, Sid. How you doing?
Roy. It's good to speak to you again.
Thank you.
I have two questions, really. I went through a divorce a few years back and traveled all over the United States, working job here, job there, and trying to see where I wanted to be because I felt just destroyed. And I ended up in Ketchikan, Alaska, and got on the ferry and went to Juneau. And while I was in Juneau, an old Jewish woman, she was probably in her 80s, she said, I want to speak to you, and I want you to meet me for breakfast. So I went there, and she said, now, Sid, you're different. And I said, what do you mean? She said, you're Jewish. And I don't know this lady. I've met her a couple of times walking down the street. And she said, now, where do children come from? I said, their mother and father. She said, no, they come from God. And what is God? I said, well, he's Jewish. She said, now,
well,
the Lord,
God isn't Jewish. God isn't Jewish. But
she
said, Judaism is a sect.
Yeah.
Judaism is a religion. You can be born as a Jew, but you could, it's also a religion, and it's also I can't find the word. It is a race.
So it's more than one thing.
It's more than one thing. So you can be Jewish and not religious.
And she told me something really puzzling. See, I've been searching God, and I've been reading the Bible. And
well, what are you asking from me, rather than the lady?
And she said, God's going to reveal more than one book to you that you haven't read about him yet. And so I've been going to these churches now. I've went to almost every denomination you can.
Well, why don't you read my book?
I will.
It's on the web for free. You can read my book. You can read it, download it. I mean, you can read it all the way through. And if you like it, you can buy yourself a copy. If not, I'll give you one.
Well, great.
I'll give you one right now. I'll give you two. How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, How to Conquer Negative Emotions, and I'm going to give you a CD as well.
Great, Roy.
And then your search is over.
Thank you, sir.
You'll see what you'll find what you're looking for now. It's inside you. It was there all along.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, I went to other churches, and, you know, and I worked at a synagogue doing the lawn for them. And
you won't find it there either.
I know. I said, what is the knots and the rope?
Those are my boys.
Yeah, he said the knots represent the 318 laws.
Great. You know what? You don't have to know any of them, because if you got the spirit in your heart, you have them all. You can learn the Bible in a lightning flash. It's almost like, let's say you're a great white shark. You know, a great white shark can't change into a porpoise. But if the great white shark could pray to God in heaven who made him, says, please, I don't want to be mean anymore, turn me into a porpoise. That's exactly what's going to happen to you. The darkness in you will become light. But only in a human being can a person be bad or good, you see, depending on the inclination of our souls. The first part of our life, we're usually faulty in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And if we groan, and if we hunger, and we search after righteousness, if we long for it, we'll never be stuck in any place that offers what it can't really deliver. You can't be fooled. And if you keep looking and keep looking, keep seeking until you find, and you will. And let me help you in this last leg of your journey. Send this man CDs and those two books. And meanwhile, you can go to the web and read them anyway.
Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding depend upon your donations to keep this program on the air. What is a donation? Well, to you, it could be a tank full of gas. To a person in need, it could be a cure stress device and how your mind can keep you well book. What is a donation? To you, it could be a meal out. To someone in need, it could be Roy Masters' insight about an incurable condition that doctors don't understand. What's a donation? To you, it could be a bottle of wine or a bag of chips every week. But Roy Masters would use that money to help someone in prison and change their life for good. So when you think my donations don't count, you're wrong. Your donations do count. And without you, this program cannot continue to be heard on the air. So please, make a tax-deductible donation. Call 1-800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or go to FHU.com right now and make your...
The Foundation of Human Understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the Foundation of Human Understanding, here is Roy Masters.
All right, now we're going to go to Karen in Cadorn. Hello, Karen.
Hello, Mr. Masters.
What can I do for you?
Mr. Masters, I made a terrible mistake in my life.
Oh, that's correctable. You don't have to dwell on it.
Yeah. With it.
Well, you stop hating knowing it.
I'm going to try.
No, you can't try. You just listen quietly. Now, listen. You calm down and just listen to the words that you resent knowing it. You see, you have everybody wants to be perfect. Nobody in their right mind wants to sin or do things wrong. But for whatever reason, and we'll discuss that later, you fell to foul place. Something you did something wrong. You picked the wrong guy or whatever it was, your life became a mess.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Now listen. Are you separated from that person now?
No, sir. I do pet rescue as my hobby on my days off from work.
Well, the reason why did you try to rescue this guy? Did you try to rescue men? Were you too loving and too affectionate to guys? Did you have a bad home life, a cruel dad?
How do you know this stuff? Wait a minute.
Well, it's about
a boyfriend, but how do you know this?
Well, because I got a little crystal ball here.
I guess so.
Well, it's because, you see, when you have a bad father, you have a love-hate relationship with your dad, but that's not healthy. You try to please him and nothing will please him. So you are addicted to trying to please, find a man you can please, and you give yourself too easy to such a man, and he becomes a beast or a wimp, one of the two. But I have a feeling that you got yourself beasts, bullies.
Oh, and I hate a bully.
I know, but that
I'm one of those love bug gals. I'm very kind.
But what kind of guy was it that gave you the hard time? Was he a bully?
No guy gave me a hard time. I adopted out a dog to an evil woman. And this woman has taken this dog and this dog now is entrapped in a cage.
And they wag their tail and tell you how wonderful you are.
That gives diarrhea.
All right, whatever it is. Whatever. I think you better learn to overcome your rage and start obsessing and find that beautiful freedom and let this go. And learn to come back to the world of people. You can still be nice, kind to animals, but you're obsessing.
My dog deals with people continually, and I'm so drained at the end.
I told you don't know how to deal with people. And so, therefore, you transfer all of your feelings to a dog, cat, whatever. Young lady, would you please? Do you have a computer? You sound like a...
Would you please,
pretty please, go to my website and FHU.com and download the CD and do it tonight and have a good night's sleep. And you wake up in the morning, you'll say, why was I obsessing? I mean, what did I do that for? And it'll all be less important. It'll be important, but less important. You're making it too important, it'll kill you. You'll have a nervous breakdown. You don't need it. It is not worth it. Then you won't be able to be any good to any animal. Come on now.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online, on your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, William in Los Angeles. What can I do for you, William?
Hello, Roy. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
I'm an alcoholic who suffers from mental illness. I wonder what kind of advice you have for me.
Oh, So which bothers you more, the mental illness or the alcoholism?
Well, the alcoholism always gets me.
Well, your alcohol...
I've given it up repeatedly, but I always go back to it.
Well, now, what kind of mental illness do you have?
They say it's bipolar. I don't know what it is exactly.
Well, they don't know what it is exactly
they
either,
say they
do
call
they?
It manic depressive.
Yeah, but, you know, it's you. They might as well call it Skyberis or the Bongo. They still don't know what it is. See?
Yeah,
you still got your sense of humor, haven't you?
That's funny. Well, they don't know what they're doing. I know that, but...
They don't. They really don't.
I'm under the thumb and I take the pills, you know? I mean...
I understand it. What else you got?
Yeah.
And, but you, then you got me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to help you.
Well, thank you. You told me to call you back Friday, but I didn't.
Okay. Well, did you get the CD?
Yeah, I have it. I should have meditated before I called.
Oh, well, no, you should have done it over the weekend. And
yeah, I've been doing it. I do it every day.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I bought a music tape. I was listening to my music.
Oh, well, now, which is it? Would you listen? You know, forget about your music for a while. You don't want distraction.
Yeah.
Music is like alcohol to you.
Uh-huh.
It has a similar effect.
Oh, yeah. I do the alcohol and I listen to the music.
There you are. It's ridiculous. So it's like smoking and drinking, you know, at the same time.
Yeah.
If smoking is enough, and so drinking is enough, you have to have music with it.
I quit the drinking and I smoked like 30. I started to change.
They're interchangeable. All those habits are See, it's every one of them, you can pick whichever poison you want,
mm-hmm.
but the poison is only to kill your conscience.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you
look, the question
that?
Is, do you understand that the very thing that's trying to save you, you think is your enemy?
Mm-hmm.
And the very thing that's killing you, you think is your friend. So the bartender is your friend, and the drink he gives you, well, that's you're asking him to help you to kill your conscience.
Yes.
And that to give you a sense of a temporary sense of peace. Follow?
Yes.
Are you there?
I'm there. I'm here.
Hello. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Because it went so quiet all of a sudden, I thought I lost you.
Well, I want to listen.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
You need to learn how to listen instead of interrupt.
That's right. Now. You've got to be careful when you listen to me that you stop thinking of the next question. And I don't mind you asking me a question so long as it sort of rises out of listening to me setting aside your thoughts. So just be aware of the room, your hands and your feet, that you just be aware that you exist and you can... Are you sitting in the living room somewhere?
I'm in the basement.
In the basement?
Yeah, I live in a basement.
Well, look around you, and what do you see?
A mess.
A mess, all right. Well, just be conscious of that mess, which represents your life. But just be aware of being alone in that room, and I'm talking to you, and put aside your thoughts, and listen to what I'm telling you. And I'm saying, I'll say it again to you. Do you want a life... from your conscience? Do you want to be saved from your drink? You can't save yourself from the drink. The drinking is saving you from yourself. Now, let me explain that to you in case you missed it.
Mm-hmm.
Your conscience hurts you because you are guilty. You're guilty of all kinds of things based upon lots of anger and resentments and judgment and a whole slew of unforgivenesses. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In deep down inside, you got lots of repressed rage, correct or not?
Yes, very correct.
Okay. Who are you angry with? Do you know?
Yeah,
it's everything. It's everything now, isn't it? It spreads.
Yeah.
It's like poison.
Well, I'm around people that do weird things, and they're a mess.
Well, why are you drawn to people who do weird things?
I live around them.
Well, but you feel superior to them. You get mm-hmm. off on that. You because you're addicted to being angry. Anger is a way of setting aside your conscience. But your conscience is stubborn. It loves you. It persists It prevails with you. It tries to prevail with you. But it's painful to see in the light of your conscience what a scum you've become. What a low life you've become. You know, this. I'm not being mean now. This is true. That's why I say be still, rise above your thoughts, and then you'll feel excruciating pain. The pain will be excruciating for a season if you keep on moving towards it. Do the exercise so that you don't mind the pain. The pain will burn out the perverted part of you, the beastly part of you, the sin. It will burn it out. It will feel like you're being burned, you're being destroyed. It's like you become like a vampire holding up your cape to the light. It's painful. But if you will endure the pain to that light, the light will become friendly and warm. And he will take you into his bosom and inject you with love. Then. Pardon?
I have to get past that threshold.
Yeah, that's right. The knot on your stomach will disappear. As a matter of fact, right there in the solar plexus, it will open up as if to receive a warmth, a light, a love that you've never known before. But you've got to be still to know it.
You could take
but
that
you don't, you're not. You're never still. What are you doing? You're running into your alcohol. You're running into your music. You're running into your little judgments. You live around sick people so you can judge them. I bet you can. You have a big accounting of all the little judgments you've got for people.
Mm-hmm.
You've never forgiven anyone. You don't know what it's like to have the peace of forgiveness. And that's what you need. And then once you've been forgiven, because that's what love is all about, you surrender to the light that saves you from your alcohol, from your... Well, actually, you don't need your alcohol when you get well, when your soul is whole and purified, and there is no more guilt. All you're drinking away is your guilt. If God takes the guilt away, there's no need for drink. You don't take an aspirin when you don't have a headache. You won't feel the need for it. See?
Can I tell you what brought it on again?
No.
Okay.
Because all you have to do is, it doesn't matter. It's just something that upset you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that... Well, I can tell you what it is, something that upsets you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't let it go. And you ruminate on it like a cow chewing the cud. Whoop, up it comes again. Whoop, up it comes again. See? I'm right or wrong?
You're right.
I'm right, aren't I?
Yes.
Okay, that's all you need to know. It doesn't matter what it is. Just pick anything.
How do I not judge people, though? How do I judge?
No, you must be... You know what the pain is all about?
Hmm.
What do you think judging is?
It's hatred.
It's playing God. It's ego. Hmm. It is the original sin. Man playing God. Do you know what? I had an experience when I was, maybe 40 years ago. I fell asleep. I thought I fell asleep. But it was suddenly I was whisked away, as though I was moving faster than the speed of light suddenly, and then I stopped suddenly without any inertial consequences, gravitational consequences, very strange. And then I couldn't open my eyes because there was a great light, as if it was full of colors, and a form I couldn't see. I dare not see it. And all it said was, Adonai Elohim, which means God. I knew what those two words meant because I'm Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Adonai is God, Elohim is God, two words. But I didn't understand. It says God to me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I come back from that experience, I consulted a rabbi. He says when you use these two words together, it means God is judge. Bingo. I didn't judge anymore. I could discern, I could see the faults in people clearly, and that's righteous judgment. But I didn't add resentment to it and puff up like a cobra.
It's a fine line.
Conflict. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You take pride in puffing up like a cobra. See? So, like you were a god judging every, but you're just not a righteous god. At least God's judgments are righteous. Yours are not. All it does is put you in conflict with him and your fellow man. That's all that's wrong with you, my friend. Now get to work with that meditation now. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ben in a cell in Washington. Ben in a cell in Washington. That sounds terrible. On a cell. How are you doing, Ben?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, sometimes I think I'd be better off in a cell.
Well,
yeah, I got this depression I've been dealing with. It's horrible. It's like a lonely type of depression.
Well, depressions, as long as they're not something physical, which it rarely is, as long as it's not physical, it's really easy to deal with. I've never been depressed in my whole life. So you think, well, how could a person never been depressed? Explain depression. Well, you know, I've never been drunk either, so. I've never had schizophrenic. I've just been well like that most of my life. So I just, then I can see people complaining, and I pick out in their complaints, you know, what I never thought to ask myself, because I never done those stupid things. I've never failed to worry. What I did, I failed to worry. I started to fall to worry, but then I learned to not fall out of it, you see? And I've caught those things early in life. And I've caught my reactions early in life. And so, therefore, it left me a clear path to see what's wrong with everybody, that once you're caught up in what I just said, you can't see the forest for the trees. You can't see how to get out of what you're into. You can't see how you've lost your health, because you've lost the viewpoint whereby all things are seen.
That's the way I am now.
Can I send you a CD and sort of help you clear that up?
I've had the CD for a while. But
you're not using it.
I was using it, and then I stopped, which is really dumb, I know. Naughty.
You use it and then call me back.
Okay, but there's a little more to the story if you want to hear it. I was with a girl for 4 years, and she
living with a girl or living with a boyfriend, and calling that love and relationship, is what I opened the program with. It's clearly a detriment to your mental health. There's no way you can survive that relationship and not come away a victim or a bully.
Well, the funny thing about it is I wasn't happy with her, but I was like stable with her, you know?
Well, then how comes you're depressed? What is stable, and how can you be stable and depressed at the same time? I don't get it.
I think I was depressed before we even met her, you know?
Then you weren't stable. I think you speak with fork and tongue.
Yeah, you're right.
Speaking contradictions.
Yeah.
So now you see, you have contradictions. You have some things you don't understand about yourself. You're not all right. You're not all right, and you don't know where it is you're not all right.
Yeah, exactly.
And so you are dependent on either making someone happy or wanting someone to make you happy. And either way, you're never going to be happy.
Yeah.
See? That's what's wrong with you. You don't know what... You've lost your happiness, but you don't know what it is that you've lost. And that's why I'm trying to... Huh?
I had it when I was young.
I didn't understand what you said. I'm sorry.
I said I had it when I was young.
Yeah, I know, but how did you lose it?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe... I'll
tell you what. You go back to that CD and give me a call back next week.
All right.
Go back to it now. Just do as I tell you. See what you see. And then I can talk to that which now sees. And see, otherwise I'm just talking to a plain old internet, where the internet is kind of dumb and the person in it is dumb with it, is dumbed down.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Curon in Virginia. Hello, Curon.
How you doing, Roy?
What can I do for you?
Yes, I'm a single male, and I've been meditating for a while, and lately I've been feeling like I want to be in a relationship.
Yes.
Can you tell me why that is?
Lately, you want to be in a relationship? I mean, you want to go to bed with a young lady or something?
Well, yeah, I want to go to bed with a young lady.
But I'm not quite sure what you're saying. That's all I'm trying to ascertain.
Okay, I just want to a companion, you know?
Oh, yeah, but it's natural enough. How old are you?
23.
Oh, well, you're still wet behind the ears, you know? You've got to dry out a little bit, but you have to be careful how you conduct yourself
for a good relationship. You want a good relationship or a bad one?
A good one.
You want it to start off on the wrong foot? Pardon the way I said that?
No.
You know? But you just started off sexually. That is like two animals.
Okay.
And when you have that relationship, you bring out the worst in each other. Mm-hmm. You know, the beast in her supports, nurtures. If you conduct yourself as a gentleman, you'll find the ladies today are not ladies for the most part, and they're little hussies, the young women, and they are testing their powers. They're sort of empowering themselves through the weakness of men, see? And they pride themselves in taking you to bed.
Right.
And so, and then they have contempt for you. And then they reel you in once you got a taste of it and become addicted to it. And then you get married to it, thinking that's the noble thing to do. And, well, she's got you by everything if she's a good cook. See what I mean?
Yeah.
So, what can I say? If you just conduct yourself as a gentleman and don't allow yourself to be seduced, then be an interesting fellow. And so when the seduction comes, you understand the name of the game, that if you are going to have a good relationship, then you have to resist the temptations, because if there's a good woman there, she'll respect you. She'll test you, and if you don't fail, she will respect that. She'll marvel at the fact that you could resist her, even though other men might have had her. See that?
Mm-hmm.
And there's something good in her that rises to that occasion, to that need, and says, this man is a good person. See?
Yeah.
And then she will attach herself to your good and encourage it. However, if the girl is a wayward young lady, if she is willful and is in that time of her life where she's enjoying her powers, you know, sampling every man she can, and you don't respond to it, she'll feel rejected and walk away from you and find another sucker.
Okay, I got it.
Got it?
Yeah.
So if I put it that way to you, maybe you'll get the message that you can set the stage for a good relationship, or one that will be most devastating for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you think? Good advice?
Yes.
Now, if you can handle that, I mean, if you can deal with that.
I understand the part where you say, like, she'll reject me and find another sucker.
That's right.
If I don't give in to her.
Because she's looking for weakness.
Right.
And she knows, like Cleopatra, you know, she found the weakness of Mark Antony and Caesar. She destroyed two of the greatest men of the Roman Empire and collapsed the Roman Empire. One woman. She set the Roman Empire into civil war. And she puffed up the egos of both of them to the point where they just forgot who they were. And then she destroyed herself, of course, didn't she?
Yeah, I think so.
She took a poisonous snake and she actually fell in love with Mark Antony, and, you know, she got emotionally so involved herself that entangled with him, that when the armies of Rome came after the defeat of Mark Antony, she rather... He was dying, and so she died also, and that was the end of it. So there's no profit in any of that. If you can rise above all that, wouldn't that be so much nicer?
Yes,
it
would be.
So, okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Let's take Yvette first. A simple question. Leaving her job to go to the ministry, why would you do that?
I'm hoping to do that, I think.
Well, why can't you just be... Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't let you finish.
I really wasn't that really involved in my job. I mean, I love kind of catering to people, making them, you know, feel good about themselves.
Yeah, but that's not ministry. Isn't making people feel good about themselves. It's making them thoroughly uncomfortable the way I'm doing right now.
No, basically, I was talking about the other job.
Yeah, I know, but the ministry. You said you love making people.
Different.
Oh no, but you said I love making people feel good about themselves, and that.
Yeah, that was the part I was saying with the other job that I went into.
I know, but if you carry that over to the ministry, then you're going to hurt people. Because that's what ministers do. They tell you how much God loves you, and there's a certain amount of truth to that, but they don't tell you what love is. They will convey the idea to people that God loves them the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
Or God is a wicked, or they represent God as a wicked God and punishing God and scares them into believing. That's, they're both extremely wrong.
Mm.
So you're not ready for any ministry. You need to be ministered to.
Oh, that's true.
So I think there's a big fat ego sitting in there.
A big fat one?
Yeah, big fat ego.
Yeah.
Are you fat?
Not literally.
Got a big fat ego. How old are you?
I'm 41.
Okay. And you know, there's an old saying in France, when women get too old for men, they turn to God.
Oh! That's a good one. You know, oh. So probably when I turned 40, I probably went into some issues behind men or something.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm serious.
I think you know, don't you?
You think I know?
I think you know the answer to that.
Yeah, I do.
You've had trouble with men.
Ooh, a lot.
I know, but the point is, you really need to learn how to deal with men properly. and draw the right kind of men, because you see, you've had trouble with men because you seduce them by making them feel good.
Right.
And so you bring the beast out of them, and you don't bring the best out of them.
That is so true.
And that's what you would do in the ministry. You wouldn't help people at all.
Whoa. I would bring the beast out?
Yeah, you would actually turn them into... You'd do one or two things. You make them worse, because if you love people the way they are, they get worse. If you love a homosexual the way he is, he gets worse. If you love a thief the way he is, he gets worse. Human love has no power to save anything. You don't have any power to save anybody because you're not God. But if you play God and you love everybody the way they are, everybody gets worse. And you wonder why they get worse. So you get married to a person and you think if you love him, he'll love you back. No, he'll abuse you.
That's true.
Okay. So I think you're not ready for the ministry.
Right. So I'm going
You better let me minister to you for a couple of weeks.
Let
me do the ministering to you.
To me?
Yes. You need saving.
Oh, yeah.
You need to come out of your bewilderment.
Ooh, I know, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Send
this lady. Do you have a computer? You don't have a computer, do you?
No, I don't.
I figured that's much. Okay. I'll send you a CD and a book, and you call me in a couple of weeks and tell me what you've learned.
Okay, CD and
right.
a book.
Yeah, and I'm sending it to you. You'll give your name and address to my producer, and he'll send it to you. You'll have it within a week.
Okay.
And if you don't get it, you call my office, 866-RADIO-ROY. Okay? And 866-RADIO-ROY, if you can get. But you can hear me every night. And if you have a friend who's got a computer, you can download the CD and read the book anyway for free.
Okay.
All right. Be good.
Okay. And call you back in 2 weeks?
Yeah, call me back and see how you're doing.
Okay.
We're going to talk to a different lady.
Great.
You're going to be a different lady in a couple of weeks.
Thank God.
You're right. Bye.
Thank you, Roy.
You're welcome.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store in Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military?
You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone, go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Now, we're going to go to John in Los Angeles. Hello, John. How are you doing?
Hi, Roy.
What can I do for you?
First of all, thank you so much for all your good advice to everybody. We contribute, and we also saw you at your seminar in Los Angeles. Roy, last week you were saying how the last day of your life is the most important.
It is.
And I believe you said that you actually face, when you die, you face two kinds of hells, and the one...
One of them's heaven. One of them's heaven.
Right. But could you explain to that? I'm sure...
Well, yeah, because... Well, I tried. I thought I made the point, but I don't mind mentioning it again because I do have new audiences.
Yes, sir.
Because every day of your life you live in denial. Whether you like it or not, there's always something to distract you from what you did wrong to make you feel better. So you're always embracing hell unawares. So that strategic drink or that sexual affair or that little pornography thing in your head, it could be anything. Every time we react in a wrong way, even if we've not done anything wrong, if we puff up with judgment, that's a sort of an elixir, a cheap thrill. Judgment puffed up with anger, that's a sin. Pride, sin of pride, puffed up, sitting in judgment on someone and setting up people to fail, and yourself too. Judge not, lest you be judged, sort of thing. But anyway, to cut a long story short, every person who overreacts and judges and then seeks to assuage the pain of his guilt is setting aside, rejecting his conscience, putting his conscience out, and making comfortable the wrong side of him. And there's always people who know how to rise to the occasion of those needs, and they look like friends in need. See? So on one side you've got the enemy who's intimidating you, and the other, and then you fall from that, and you up comes the anger, and that put your conscience to sleep. But when the conscience reappears, then it's conflict. Something's wrong with you, and you don't want to admit there's something wrong with you, so you reach for the drink, and you reach for the sex, and you reach for the pornography. I'm not saying you're doing that.
Yeah,
I'm saying,
like,
generally speaking. See what
like
I mean?
It
does sound like you, all right?
Yeah.
You see, so every time you reach, the reaching is a longing for the wrong things, you know, embracing the adversary unawares, because the adversary will make the bad side of you feel better. And, of course, that makes you worse. See?
Of course.
So, therefore, if you have your whole life where you reach for something, reaching away from conscience, you'll get worse and worse and worse, and your conscience will bother you more and more and more. And the longer you live, the more your conscience will be your enemy, and the more the enemy will be your friend. However, you're dying now, and now you don't have any more of the energy left, that the electrochemical energy that helps you blot out your conscience. And so your strength is ebbing away, leaving exposed two hells. One of them's heaven. But heaven feels like the worst hell. So you jump into hell because it's the lesser of the two evils, but it's the worst. It's the same when you die as when you live. You're always reaching for the wrong thing, running away from the right one.
Would it be fair to say then, when you die, this is kind of trying to cheat, I guess, but if it looks like the wrong thing, go for the wrong thing? I mean, is that silly? Or?
No, you can't help it. You are under compulsion the hell in its literal sense, when you are faced with that moment of truth where your energy life is drained away and there's no more, you can't lie to yourself anymore, heaven is revealed, the nature of light is revealed, and you're burning in it, the fires of hell will seem more soothing. Some people are sadomasochistic. If pleasure doesn't do them any good anymore, they just want to hurt themselves and to feel the pain to be alive, to feel alive. They actually hurt themselves to feel pain so they know they're alive. It doesn't make sense, but it does in a weird way. That's why young people cut themselves. That's right. They go through a lot of pain, but they grit their teeth and they shake their fist at heaven. They give the finger heaven, you know.
But would it be fair? I'm sure a lot of people would want to ask you this, Roy. If you die, and
it's not a matter of choice. You've made your choice. To be fair about it, if you look at it, the wonderful opportunity at any time between the day you're born and the day you're alive, you can die. You can always stop and say, you know what? I'm a selfish so and so. I'm just living to feel good about myself, and I want what I want, and I want to have what I want to have, and I want to be what I want to think I am. And I want to have a purpose now. I want to serve something other than me. Because if you don't serve something greater than you on the inside, you'll serve something greater than you on the outside, and that's the guy with the horn, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Because he will make you feel great, and you actually feel indebted to that person, place, or thing provided. And so it is not a matter of you choosing at the end of your life, because the choices you make all through your life, you had a choice to go back the other way. Had you had the inclination, conscience would have been kind to you and saved you and brought you back from the... But the point is, if you wait and then you're dying, you'll make the same choice then, because hell will seem more pleasant than heaven, even though it will be hell. I call it two heavens, and two hells, and one of them's heaven. You'll reject that the way you've done all your life compulsively. You will have no other choice but to jump into it, in a manner of speaking.
Well, wouldn't it be like temptation? No, I mean something.
No, you miss it. You miss it. There's no choice.
Okay.
You will do it.
I hear you.
Because you're not fitted for it. You cannot stand the pain. Look, if you look at trees in the wintertime, they all look alike. Because there's no leaves, if deciduous trees I'm speaking about. But when summer comes, you can tell the dead ones from alive ones from a distance, at least, to use this as a metaphor, because the live ones put out their leaves
and
greet the light. Dead people can't greet the light.
Mm-hmm.
They burn up in it.
I see.
The pain is excruciating. Hell's going to feel better, but it'll be hell nevertheless. It's only a choice of two hells, and one's heaven. And you can actually experience this while you live.
Sure.
Okay, you have an opportunity to experience hell on this earth.
Yeah,
surely, some place along the line, there's got to be something better than this, you have to ask yourself.
So
got to go, though.
If I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.